as we just mentioned, the Northwestern High School Fine Arts students. Well, they're going to bring to life Hello Dolly, April the 3rd through the 6th at Northwestern High School. And we have two of the actors joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, Will Cooper and Laura Ray Robinson. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
So take us back to the importance of that song in case folks might not be familiar with what Hello Dolly is all about, because chances are they probably have heard that song.
Well, I'll let Will take this one because this is the song his character gets to sing. So.
All right, if you insist. So this is just kind of like, it's the second big number in the show, but it's kind of like, I think it may be the most popular from the show or well-known because it was at the beginning of WALL-E, which came out however long ago.
Which is a Disney animated animation film, but he's a robot that watches this song, and he learns about love in that. And so, all right, so take us then to the story of Hello Dolly, in case folks are not familiar with that. It's not about Dolly Parton.
No, yes. We did have a couple cast members who thought that it was about Dolly Parton. But it's actually based on a play originally by Thornton Wilder, I think, called The Matchmaker. And then they took that play and they made it into a musical. And then the musical was made into a movie starring Barbara Streisand. But basically, it is about this woman, and she's a matchmaker for the citizens of New York. And the whole entire time, she is trying to matchmake herself secretly with this man that she is in love with. But along the way, she meets friends and she matchmakes them. And so it's really just a story about love and romance and marriage and like finding what makes you happy.
And the man she's trying to match with, by the way, is very rich.
Yes.
So she's that trying could be to. Reason.
She's got her sights set. Well, tell us about the characters that you two play.
Well, I play Dolly Levi. And so she is the matchmaker of the show. And I think her whole character is built off of the fact that she is a widow. And so the whole show, she basically starts off the show by asking for a sign from her deceased husband. She's like, I want to move on and I want to live my life. And so throughout the show, she learns that she needs to live her life for herself and that she can find happiness in the future and not be stuck in the past.
Is she helping folks find love because she herself is missing out on love?
I think so. Because
with the passing of her husband?
Yes, yes. Because the whole story starts out with her trying to matchmake two young lovers. So I think that her whole character is that she wants others to find the love that she lost. But in the end, she ends up finding that love too. So.
And Will, tell us about the character you play.
I play Cornelius Hackle. He is a 33-year-old who lives in Yonkers, New York, so a little bit outside the main area. And he's working in a store. He's a chief clerk there under Mr. Vandergelder, who runs the place, who is the person that Dolly over here is trying to get with.
The rich guy.
Yes.
Okay.
The rich man. And that dude got rich off of the store that he runs, Hay and Feed. But Cornelius is just unhappy with where he is because he's stuck working there every single day. And he feels as though he hasn't got the chance to live life, explore, and the main thing is to find love.
Okay. Does he find it with Dolly, or do we have to go and see the movie?
Oh, you'll have to go
okay.
see it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to give
it,
all the secrets okay. out, Lucas McFadden.
We gotta sell tickets somehow.
Good. You did a great job.
Good marketer right there. Tell us about the production. How big of a production is this? What does the sets look like? The costume? Walk us through that part.
So actually, this show is the show that Northwestern was going to put on the year of COVID in 2020, and it was canceled about 2 weeks before they were able to perform the show. So actually, if you go and you go on the ticket website, the April 5th show is our alumni show. And so some of the people who played the parts originally are coming back, and they're going to sing a song or
Love
do
that.
Something as their character that they were. So a lot of our sets and a lot of our costumes are recycled from when we did the show originally. And a lot of our sets, too, we always joke around. We say if you look around our set, you can see parts of all the shows we've done because all of our sets are recycled. So there's like a little Beauty and the Beast, a little Mamma Mia. Like you can see it all. So, yes, it's going to be very I think it's really going to come together well. We have a lot of parents working really hard to put our sets together and families. We have work days every weekend where we're working on them. So, yeah, but a lot of it is recycled from that year that the show did not get to happen.
And, of course, you are under the direction of Tammy Altman.
Yes, we are.
Who is a longtime, not only a personal friend, but a friend of the show.
Yes.
And she really does. This is pretty much student-led. I mean, y'all help with costuming and lighting and tech and What is it like to not only be on that side of the house, but to also have to learn the back side of the house?
Well, I mean, it is a very vigorous process. Because, like, at least for me, in, like, middle school, I wasn't really involved with the shows behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I just learned my part, learned how to work well with this person. But seeing everything that happens behind stage, whether it's stage managers, people mm-hmm. doing lighting, people working, like, 12-hour shifts to paint stuff, put stuff together, it just really puts into perspective, like, how much it takes to put a show mm-hmm. together and how it really is helpful if everybody is helping out.
And I love that you use that word rigorous, because there is no slow when it comes mm-hmm. to Tammy Allman. I'll tell you
there
that.
There is no slow.
There is no slow.
She is go, go, go until she gets a vacation.
That's yep. Yep.
Learning the back of the house for an actor, does it help you with hitting your mark and hitting your lighting and understand that part of your character? Or it would seem, as a layman looking in, it would, like, right, like, being involved in that also mm-hmm. would make you better on stage.
Yes.
Because you're familiar with your surroundings a lot mm-hmm. more than just showing up and the sets are made yeah. and you just go.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it makes you feel like you have a little bit of more of your heart in it. Yeah. Like, if you just showed up and everything's put together and you just get out on stage and then you're like, oh, I'm going to do my part, then that's one thing. But, like, actually having to, like, work hard to get to the point mm-hmm. makes it more worthwhile, and you kind of put a little bit more of yourself in the show.
There are big dance numbers and, like,
yes, there are
big moments in the production.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I know y'all love
there
doing
are,
that, don't you?
There are lots of big yeah. numbers. Well, because this show, the movie itself was very big production-wise, so there's lots of big numbers. The big song, another one of the big songs is the title song, Hello Dolly, big dance number. So, yes, there's lots of flashy fun and
you
the
have
costumes.
The big steps. Do you have some steps mm-hmm. to have to come
we
down?
We have the hats. Mm-hmm. We do it's have tricky. One of our moms. Her name is Becky Bigger, and she is making all of the hats.
Shout out,
because,
Mrs. Bigger.
Yes, all of the hats are, like, in this show, obviously, that's a big part of the show, is everybody's big hats, Dolly's big hats, and she's making them all herself, and they are beautiful. So everybody should come. If you come for one thing, come to see the beautiful hats that she has made.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, come and check out these talented young people. This is a way of life for a lot of them. They have a lot on their plate, and they really enjoy musical theater. And as we have learned, gosh, over the course of our careers, what an outlet it provides young people. And just applaud you all for doing that. And again, it's one thing to do a play. It's another thing to do a musical where you have to sing, act, and dance and do it all together. And we're just so proud of our young people when they bring productions to life.
Yeah. And Laura Ray, we also want to say we're so proud of you. She is graduating from high school. And Lucas and I mean, you sit here and you're so now polished and you're doing these interviews. And we have been watching you perform since you were probably six or seven years old.
Second grade.
So when we would co-host Broadway night, we were team leaders for Broadway night. So we have literally watched you grow up. Mm-hmm. And so this is, you know, kind of a full circle moment. So we want to say congrats. I will be there to watch you do your final show. And, you know, congratulations. We can't
wait to see what
you have to in store next. You're going to do big things.
Well, you can check out the Northwestern High School Fine Arts students as they present Hello Dolly, April the 3rd through the 6th at Northwestern High School. You can go to the high school to get your tickets. Tickets are $12 for students and $15 for adults. And again, Thursday night is student night.